This recording, England 23, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Well, I come from Washington, which is where she just mentioned, and it's in the middle of Newcastle in Sunderland. But all my family come from Tyneside, so I've got what I would describe as a diluted Geordie accent. Most people in Washington sound more Macam than Geordie. And I've noticed, because I was living in Gateshead for 2 years, when I moved back, that I don't speak like anyone that I used to go to school with. They all seem to sound Macam, and I'm kind of, they all think I sound Geordie. But Washington's not as strong as Sunderland accent. Washington's a new town, and it's a bit of a shithole. It's all council estates and stuff. And it's a strange place to live, really, because I'm kind of originally from Newcastle, and it's a bit of a cultural vacuum. But it's 50-50 Geordies and Macams, son of Newcastle, and that's about it, really. Yeah, so I just been in Prague for 2 weeks with two of my mates, and discovered the joys of absinthe the first week. And quite an enlightening experience, the absinthe. The first few nights we were drinking the Slivovica, which is a kind of plum brandy. And the third night we decided to drink this rather strong beer, it was about 7%, and then go into the absinthe. So we had about 4 absinthes. And then I can't remember very much. And then we went back to this hostel where we were staying, in these dormitories. And apparently I can't remember even doing that. I can't remember anything at all. Apparently my mates picked us off the street a few times, trying to fall asleep, which is a common feature for my drunken nights out. But anyway, I decided I had to go to bed. I vaguely recall I had decided I had to go to bed. So I took all my clothes off in the corridor, bar my boxer shorts and a pair of socks, right? So I'm walking through the corridor, just in my boxer shorts and socks, put my clothes somewhere and shoes, I don't know where I put them. And I just started knocking on doors, couldn't remember where my room was. So I'm knocking on all these doors with my boxer shorts and socks on, asking where my room is to all these total strangers who, from different parts of the world, and they're kind of looking at us like I'm crazy. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'm walking around everywhere, and it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm going, going down all these corridors. And I can't really remember anything about it, but the next day the barman said that I'd gone up to the bar and walked into the actual bar area where he's serving drinks, me boxer shorts and socks, and asked where my room was. So anyway, that was the last of me dignity was lost in Prague. But I can't remember much about it, but people said they had seen us, and this guy said he came back about 6 in the morning after my mate had puked on his bed and left at 4 o'clock in the morning to go and stay at another hostel without telling anybody. And then he led us into the room, and apparently I just turned to him and didn't even say hello and just said, "Where's my room?" So he showed us where the room was and I got to bed.